Government borrowing, budget deficit. When the government is running a budget deficit, it means that in a given year, total government expenditure exceeds total tax revenue. If the government is running a budget deficit, it has to borrow this money through the issue of debt such as treasury bills and bonds. The issue of debt is done by the central bank and involves selling debt to the bond and bill markets. Most of the government debt is bought up by financial institutions, but individuals can buy bonds, premium bonds and buy national savings certificates. Does a budget deficit matter? A persistently large budget deficit can be a problem. Three of the reasons for this are as follows. 1. Financing a deficit. A budget deficit has to be financed through the issue of debt, and if the budget deficit rises to a high level, the government may have to offer higher interest rates to attract sufficient buyers of debt. This raises the possibility of the government falling into a debt trap, where it must borrow more to repay the interest on accumulated borrowing. 2. A government debt mountain. By the summer of 2009, UK government debt was surging above £800 billion, and is set to rise much higher in the next couple of years. There is an opportunity cost involved here, because interest payments on bonds might be used in more productive ways, for example on health services or extra investment in education. 100 basis points equates to 1%. Every 5 basis points, 0.05%, saved on £220 billion of new debt pays 1 year's salary for 46,000 teachers. Higher public sector debt also represents a transfer of income from people and businesses that pay taxes to those who hold government debt, and cause a redistribution of income and wealth in the economy. 3. Crowding out. If a larger budget deficit leads to higher interest rates and taxation in the medium term and thereby has a negative effect on growth in consumption and investment spending, then a process of "fiscal crowding out" is said to be occurring. There must be a limit to which taxpayers are prepared to pay for government spending. The Institute of Fiscal Studies has estimated that to reduce the UK budget deficit over the next 5 years will require every person in the UK to pay over £1,250 of extra taxes each year. 4. Risk of capital flight. Some economists believe that high borrowing and debt risks causing a backward run on the pound. This is because the government may find it difficult to find sufficient buyers of its debt and the credit rating agencies may decide to reduce the rating on UK sovereign debt. If the risks of holding UK debt go up, some foreign investors may choose to take their money out of the UK, driving sterling lower in the currency markets. Potential benefits of a budget deficit. 1. Government borrowing can benefit growth. A budget deficit can have positive macroeconomic effects if it is used to finance capital spending that leads to an increase in the stock of national assets. For example, spending on transport infrastructure improves the supply-side capacity and productivity of the economy. 2. The budget deficit is a tool of demand management. Keynesian economists support government borrowing as a way of managing aggregate demand. An increase in borrowing can be a useful stimulus to demand when other sectors of the economy are suffering from weak or falling spending. If crowding out is not a major problem, fiscal policy can play an important counter-cyclical role, leaning against the wind of the economic cycle. Tackling the fiscal deficit. The automatic versus discretionary fiscal policy choice. Much of the debate during the recent general election campaign focused on an important economic decision, namely whether to follow an automatic or discretionary fiscal policy. Simply put, Automatic fiscal policy is concerned with the changes in tax revenue and government spending that occurs backward naturally over the course of the economic cycle. Discretionary policy, however, concerns active manipulation of policy to change the amount earned in revenue and the amount spent. The former Chancellor Alastair Darling has emphasized the importance of allowing the economy to grow, since this would automatically reduce the size of his budget deficit. In other words, he displayed greater confidence than the new Treasury team in the coalition government in the ability of automatic stabilizers to help restore a budget balance. When the economy grows, national income rises both, because people already in work receive higher wages, and because some previously unemployed people find work. This means that the government earns more in revenue from income tax, and also in VAT receipts as people spend their higher income. Profits will tend to rise, and so more is earned from corporation tax. At the same time, the government needs to spend less on unemployment benefits. So, tax revenue rises and government spending falls, automatically. With a few tweaks here and there, Alastair Darling reckoned that this would essentially be enough to reduce the size of the budget deficit. The new business secretary Vince Cable of the Liberal Democrats advocated during the election significant cuts in government spending. Essentially, a more discretionary approach. His range of options included severe limitations on public sector pay rises, scrapping defense projects such as the nuclear Trident submarines, and banishing expensive projects such as the ID card scheme. At the same time, he would reduce tax payments by lower income earners and substantially increase taxes on high earners. Overall, tax revenue would likely rise. This combination of lower government spending and higher tax revenue would, argued Cable, cut the budget deficit much more quickly than Labour's suggested approach. Both approaches should allow the budget deficit to be reduced. It is likely that the more discretionary approach will reduce the deficit more quickly. Whether this is important or not depends on the ability of the UK government to raise funds to finance the deficit whilst it continues, in other words, whether the AAA rating of UK government debt is downgraded as a result of the poor state of the UK's finances. 1A1B1C, 2A2B2C second, 3A3B. The automatic approach is entirely dependent on the UK achieving economic growth, whereas the discretionary approach is more likely to reduce the UK's growth potential, at least in the shorter term. In practice, a combination of the two would probably be preferable.